We'll begin the review with football, and it's a disappointed under 21 manager Stuart Pearce who's pointed the finger of blame at his England players after his team, which were one of the favourites for the European under 21 championship, which took place in Israel, return home after three defeats in the group stage of the competition, where they also failed to score in open play.
I think collectively in this tournament we've not delivered for whatever reason. Obviously I take the can for that, but listen, I'm not prepared to stand up and take the can now. The players have to come out and be strong and say, listen, how am I going to get better? But the bottom line is the results weren't good enough. We lost three games. We'll get on an aeroplane tomorrow and reflect on how bad we were.
Pearce's future as under 21 coach will be reviewed by the FA in the coming weeks, but he has hinted that he does want to stay in the job. Elsewhere, there were also world qualification matches, and there was a great result for Scotland, who put in one of their best ever performances. They beat Croatia 1-0 in Zagreb, Robert Snodgrass scoring the 26th minute winner. Despite the result, Scotland still can't qualify for the World Cup, but Republic of Ireland, well, they've given themselves a fighting chance. They beat Faroe Islands 3-0 in Dublin, Robbie Keane scoring a hat-trick, and the Republic have now moved up to third in their group after second place Austria beat Sweden 2-1. Finally in football, on Monday, Jose Mourinho gave his first press conference as Chelsea manager. He was full of his usual exuberant swagger, but this time he didn't refer to himself as the special one.
If I have to choose a nickname for this period, I would choose the happy one, because I'm very happy. I have the same nature, I'm the same person, I have the same kind of emotions related to my passion for football and for my job. I'm arriving to a club where I love it already.
Now Formula One, and Red Bull's Sebastian Vettel won last Sunday's Canadian Grand Prix with Fernando Alonso in second and Lewis Hamilton in third. This was Vettel and Red Bull's first win in Canada, and they did it in style. He led the race for all bar three of the 70 laps, pushing his car hard from the outset, and it was those tactics that eventually won him the day.
You know, it was important to pull away in the beginning, open the gap. You never know what's going to happen later on, so every second you pull out in the beginning could help you. Obviously, we then saw that we could control the race and the pace from where we were, but as I said, you don't know that starting the race.
Vettel has extended his lead over Kimi Raikkonen in the Drivers' Championship to 36 points and is the clear favourite to win his fourth consecutive title. Tennis, and Rafa Nadal made history on Sunday. The 27-year-old beat David Ferrer in straight sets to win the French Open, and he's become the most successful player ever at Roland Garros. He's also the first man to win a Grand Slam singles tournament 8 times. The achievement was all the more remarkable, as a knee injury had prevented Nadal from taking part in both the Australian and US Open. His last appearance in a Grand Slam event was at Wimbledon last year, and at one point even his back team questioned whether he was physically up to the challenge of winning another major title.
5 months ago, nobody of my team dreamed about one comeback like this, because we thought that going to be impossible. But here we are today, and that's really fantastic and incredible.
In the women's French Open final, Serena Williams beat Maria Sharapova in straight sets. That's Serena's 16th Grand Slam, and she's now just 2 behind Martina Navratilova and Chris Evert in the list of Grand Slam singles titles. Rugby, and England's tour of South America continued in its winning thread. Last Saturday in Salta, they comfortably took the measure of Argentina, beating the Pumas by 3 points to 32. The touring team were excellent value in the first half, scoring 3 tries. They scored just the 1 try in the second half, and it's this drop in intensity that disappointed coach Stuart Lancaster.
The start of the second half, we were a little bit inaccurate and we gave away one or two set-piece balls that we hadn't done. And then obviously, discipline-wise, we had a penalty count of 15-5, and as a consequence, we struggled to get possession and field position. And I think if we'd had that, we'd have probably scored a lot more tries, but we didn't have that and we've got to learn from that.
England play Argentina in the final match of the tour this Saturday in Buenos Aires. There were a couple of other interesting friendlies. Wales beat Japan 22 points to 18, while Ireland edged out the USA by 15 points to 12. Staying with rugby, and the British Irish Lions played twice this week. On Saturday, they beat Queensland Reds 22-12, and on Tuesday beat New South Wales Queensland 64-0. So far on the tour, they haven't faced any serious opposition, but Lions standing captain Brian Driscoll feels these games are helping the Lions to gel.
You know, the team is going to grow with games, and we're going to be able to try new things, you know, to make sure we keep the Wallabies guessing. So, you know, there's hopefully a little bit more to come, but, you know, the more games we play together, the more opportunity we have to gel, and I think the more we're enjoying each other's company, we're able to express that out in the pitch.
Cricket and the ICC Champions Tour is well underway. Last Saturday, England got off to a flying start, winning their opening Group A match against Australia by 48 runs. Ian Bell led the batting with 92, while James Anderson took the plaudits in the bowling department with 3 for 30. However, things started to unravel on Thursday at the Oval, where England lost to Sri Lanka by 7 wickets after an imperious unbeaten 134 by Kumar Sangakkara. If England are to make it through to the semis, they'll have to get a result against New Zealand on Sunday, and captain Alastair Cook is confident they can rise to the challenge.
This is why Champions Trophy is such a good tournament. It's every game has something on it, and it's against quality opposition all the time. And sometimes you come up short, but we'll have a look why and come back firing, hopefully, against New Zealand at Cardiff.
Let's have a look at rugby league, and Wigan Warriors continue to head the Super League table, but last Friday, Widnes Vikings gave them a real scare. At one point, Wigan trailed 26-22, but they put in a tremendous final 15 minutes and eventually won by a solitary point. The final score, Widnes 32, Wigan 33. That was Wigan's 13th straight league victory, and they are now 5 points clear of Huddersfield Giants, who were beaten 35-28 by Hull Kingston Rovers. On to horse racing, and sad news here. Sir Henry Cecil, one of the greatest trainers ever, passed away this week after a long battle with cancer. His record is second to none. He was champion trainer 10 times, won 25 British classics, including 4 derbies. He's the leading handler at Royal Ascot with a record 75 successes. And to top it all, he was also responsible for the amazing Frankel, who last year retired to stud with an unbeaten 14-race record and has been officially recognised as the greatest horse on the planet. Tom Queeley rode Frankel to all those 14 wins and says Cecil will be missed throughout the racing industry.
He was a great trainer, but an even greater person. You know, he was just class, everything about him. Like every other trainer aspires to be like him, and nobody will ever come close. You know, everybody throughout the industry will feel he's lost in somewhere or another, because they don't make people like him anymore.
Athletics now, and the reports of Usain Bolt's demise have been greatly exaggerated. Usain Bolt has bounced back from last week's defeat in Rome over 100 metres by Justin Gatlin by setting the fastest time of the year, 19.79 seconds, over 200 metres in Oslo this Thursday. Finally, cycling in Britain's Chris Froome has won the week-long Critérium du Dauphiné race, emulating Sir Bradley Wiggins, who triumphed in 2011 and 2012. The Critérium's a good indicator of fitness and form ahead of this year's Tour de France. Now on home soil, Laura Trott has also tasted glory. She triumphed for Wiggle Honda Pro Cycling at the IG London Nocturne in what was the newly formed British Women Road Race Team's first ever event on home soil.